Are you mine?
Prior list, Joseph Smith, Scotty Smith, Linda Johnson family, Zane Hudson, Carol Buff, Buddy Weaver, Andrew Morgan, Kenny Brown, Geraldine Schrantz, Gladys Killian, Dallas Killian, Randy Winstead, and Christy Morgan and Debbie.
Kaylin.
Who?
Kaylin and Anna.
Okay, we'll add that, remind me, okay? Anyone else with a prior list?
If you would, please help me pray for my daughter. February the 7th, she's gonna have a hysterectomy, so. I don't think she's ever had surgery before. So just help me pray for her.
Okay. What's her name?
For a surgery. Can have a thing out.
What's her name?
Maddie, M-A-T-T-I-E.
Maddie, your daughter, that's depressed, she doing better?
No, that wasn't my daughter. That was my friend Dorothy.
No, you said, remember that time you heard, you thought she might be wanting to harm herself?
I think that was Dorothy, my friend. She told me she was gonna do it. I have one that's tried it three or four times, but she's been okay. She's really been in the Bible here lately.
Anyone else this morning?
No.
Okay, it's remember Matthew Christina there. A couple of kids sick, Matthew's sick, so pray for them. All right. No one else, let's all come and pray. Lord, we thank you tonight, Lord, for this opportunity, God, to be back in your house. Lord, we just pray, God, that you just bless our little church here tonight. And God, we pray, Lord, for the ones that are not here. God, we pray, Lord, for each one of those folks that's on our prayer list and ones that's been made mentioned from the congregation. God, we just pray, Lord, your will upon all of it, Lord, whatever the lead need may be. God, we just pray, Lord, that you just be with each and every one of those folks. Lord, we pray, God, that you'll just bless us tonight as we stand and pray the bread and wine, Lord, that you'd help us, God, to preach the word that you give us, Lord, that you'd help us, Lord, as we stand. We just pray that you just fill us with the Spirit. And God, we pray, Lord, and thank you, Lord, for those visitors that come this morning, Lord. God, we just pray, Lord, that you'll find them a place to go and call home. If it's here, well, we thank you for that. Lord, if not, then we just pray for the place that they go, that may be a blessing there to those folks. And God, we just pray, Lord, that you'll help us, Lord, as we try to, God, worship you, Lord, that you just help us, Lord, and worship and bless us. And God, that you just lead our souls, Lord, and worship. And God, we pray, Lord, that you'd bless this community, Lord, this church. God, we just pray, Lord, that you just help each one of us that's here. God, you bless us through this week. Watch over us and protect us. In Jesus' name we pray.
Well, that's the lady you should work with.
Well, they come this morning, she
is my uncle's brother's daughter.
So she's actually far kin to Christy, far distance.
Actually, she's
come here on her own years ago.
Yeah.
And visited. And
okay. I thought you said you invited him to church.
Well, I did out here in the parking lot.
Yeah.
It's been about a month ago. Probably a month ago, I had are looking.
Yes.
They're going from church to church.
And they told us so.
They was upfront about that from the beginning.
Yeah.
They're actually just going from church to church.
It's one of your friends or something, you got them invited to church, they've been watching you on that fan or something.
There's a lot of people watch that, but mostly people that watch that are people that's already in other churches.
Yeah.
They just watch it, you know.
Not everybody.
Rosita knew that woman, because she used to be the boss of her husband.
Yeah. Get page 293, but you know, if it's God's will to send him here, that is.
Yep.
Then, you know, that's great.
Travel so long, I'm happy, redeemed, and free.
my being on fire, his love lies the way for me. His love lies the way.
Obey. He's the one who sails with me.
since this thing happened.
We're gonna be in Ephesians chapter six tonight.
What's that quote about?
Ephesians? It's right in behind Galatians, Corinthians.
What chapter?
Chapter six, and we're gonna start reading in verse number 10. Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and with the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the ruler of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and have done well all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girded unto the truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherever ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God.
Amen.
All right, I'm going to ask Richard Hatt to pray for us.
Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for loving us, Lord. Thank you that you're so good to us and you care about us, Lord. You want to help us, Lord. You just want us to draw near to you. You want us to hunger and thirst after you, Lord. And I just pray you help us tonight. Give him what you have for him, Lord. Help us, Lord God, to just draw near to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Now, this morning we preached about, you know, we want to spread the gospel. And the gospel is, like I said, the good word, the good, you know, God, Jesus. The good word. Now, this morning we preached on the way, truth, and the light.
Amen.
Jesus.
Yes, amen.
And preaching the gospel, or teaching the gospel, or spreading the gospel. You know, we need to, Jesus needs to be the foremost and most important part of the gospel.
Amen.
Is to get out the word of the good news. Mm-hmm. That Jesus is still alive, he's still well, he's still, God's still on the throne. Mm-hmm. And he's still working his powers today.
Yes.
But, again, there's a part of the gospel that needs to be taught, preached, and that is about the devil. Yeah. In other words, however many of you remember Lost in Space?
Yeah.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger, danger.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's what we need to be teaching as well. Danger, danger. Warning, warning.
Yeah.
Warning people of the consequences of not choosing Jesus. Warning people about hell, the devil, and dying lost is just as important as teaching about Jesus.
Amen.
To me, I think that is a part of spreading the good news about Jesus, is This is what you're gonna gain, this is what you're gonna lose.
Yep, amen.
And right here in the in Ephesians, we'll read this again. It says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And keep in mind, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against power, against the ruler of the darkness and of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. This devil is a powerful being.
Yeah.
And we need to be a warning, folks, about the devil and how he can deceive them. How, you know, he makes everything, the devil makes everything look just wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
He can make things, he can take the most horrible thing, and he can make it look good in some, you know, when you're deceived, mm-hmm. you're not seeing the whole picture.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Amen.
Now, I'm not taking it as saying that we need to beat the reality of hell right down somebody's throat. What I'm saying is, we need, as Christians, to warn people that there is a hell.
Yes.
It is hot.
Yes.
It is not a place that they want to go.
No.
Like I said before, folks, you're not going to go down there and party with your friends.
No. Mm-hmm.
There ain't no parties going on in hell.
Nope.
The Bible says it is a place of torment.
Yep.
Right out of the book of Luke. Through the message of the Lord Jesus Christ, we hear the cries from a man who is in hell crying out to send warnings to his brothers. I have five brothers. Warn them. Tell them. Send Lazarus back to tell them.
Yep.
And the statement was made by Abraham. If they don't believe Moses and the prophet, then they won't believe one who has returned from the dead. Mm-hmm. And guess what? The words, the very words that Abraham spoke has come true, because Jesus himself has come back from the dead.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, amen.
And they do not believe him.
No.
Mm-hmm.
He died there on that cross on Good Friday. We call Good Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And on that Sunday, he arose from his grave, conquering death and hell. And even the very ones who knew him doubted him.
Yep.
For doubting Thomas come in. I will not believe until I put my finger in the holes of his hands and thrust my fist into his side.
Yep.
They even doubted them. In the day that we live, very few folks, I'm going to be honest with you folks, as Christians, we're a minority. They ain't many Christians compared to the world population. I mean, if you take the world population, the whole number, and you get the true Christians out of that number, it ain't very many. Compare it. So we got a job ahead of us, folks, to spread that gospel, to spread the good news of Jesus Christ, and spread the warnings of the devil.
Yeah.
There's danger with the devil.
Man.
And you know, here reading in Ephesians, it's telling us about on, you know, the armor of God. It gives an example of each one, you know, about the let's see here. Let's start out with Stand for having your loins girded with truth. And having a breastplate of righteousness. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And above all, the shield of faith, wherein ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit. You know, these things is what as Christians we should be wearing to protect ourselves in the battle.
Amen.
But don't you think about something? Those folks out there in that world, they're not wearing any kind of armor whatsoever. Most of them don't even believe in the devil. If they don't believe in God, they don't believe in the devil. If they don't believe in heaven, they don't believe in hell. And you know what? The very most powerful weapon that the devil has is unbelief.
Yeah.
If he can convince you to not to believe in something, if you don't believe in the church, you don't believe in God's word, you don't believe in God, you don't believe in heaven, if he can get you convinced that none of these things are real, then he can deceive you in anything else he wants to.
Yep.
He can convince you into lifestyles that's not pleasing to God.
Yep.
He can convince you that, you know, like I said this morning, all that I have and all I have become, I have done it myself. I have worked hard to get what I got. I have worked hard to be what I am. I have worked hard to get where I'm at. Where in the point of a Christian, it would be God has blessed me to be what I am.
Amen.
God has blessed me with what I got.
Amen.
I don't own nothing. God is just lent it to me.
Amen.
I have got where I've got because God has took me down that path.
Amen.
The world out there is me, me, me. I did. I done. These are my accomplishments. And nobody helped me get there. And that's the kind of ways that the devil wants people to think. Because as long as they're doing it, and they ain't no God to help them, then he can convince them anything he wants. I'm going to be honest with you. Lord, I'm going to tell you, folks. The Lord has blessed me with this, the way I work. I meet so many different people. I work for people that I don't approve of their lifestyles. But the Lord used me in front of them to give them a blessing, to help them. And maybe, me being there, maybe, just maybe, I said or done something that might make a difference in those people's life, that might change them to where, and it's not me, it's God. Right. God is you. Remember the old-fashioned planters where you put the seed in there and you roll it? Well, I'm not the one going to roll. I'm the one that's being rolled. And he's directing where the seeds are being favored.
Yep.
Amen.
Amen.
But you know, folks, we need to speak up, speak out, and say, look, there is a hell. There is a devil. They are real. It ain't, this is not once upon a time and gonna, and everybody's gonna live happily ever after. Folks, there's people who left this world today that was lost and undone without Jesus. That they're laying in a place that they did not believe in. They're facing a devil who they did not believe in. They're in a place where they thought when they got there there would be a party. There was no party waiting. Disappointed in a place where they will always be disappointed. The only way they're getting out of there is when God calls them up to judge them and then place them into a lake of fire.
Yep.
Folks, who's going to tell them? Schoolhouse is not telling the children. The workplaces, they're not telling you. The government ain't telling you. Good grief. Well, the churches ain't even telling. Oh, if you follow the Lord and you do good for the Lord and you be obedient to Him, He'll give you all these riches. You'll be a rich man, living fine. No. Christianity ain't about prosperity in this world.
Amen.
Christianity, following Jesus, folks, that's about making it in the next world. Making it to the next world. You look at Jesus' life. Does it show anywhere where when Jesus left home from Mary and Joseph, where he had a place that he called his home? The birds have nests. The foxes have holes. But the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. It ain't about being prosperous in this world.
Nope.
Glory to God. It's about preparing for the next. We're pilgrims passing through.
Amen.
And the devil don't want you to make it to the next world.
Mm-hmm.
Of glory, of heaven. He wants you to be where he's at. In torment and misery. And so many people have been deceived by him and following him. And like I said, the biggest tool he has is unbelief. I'm glad that one day the Lord turned my unbelief to belief.
Amen.
I'm glad this morning or tonight. Glory to God. That He made my way.
Amen.
That He is my truth. And He is my life.
Amen.
And I'm glad I know the truth about the devil.
Yep.
How he deceives. I'm glad that God gives us warnings about how the devil would like to sift you as wheat.
Yep.
Amen.
Amen.
First Peter chapter 5 and verse number 8. Be sober. Be valiant. Because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walking about to seek whom he may devour, whom resists steadfast in the faith, who resists and steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. You know, folks, that devil is out to get us.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It doesn't matter that we're saved. If he can burn our life, then so be it.
Oh, yeah.
If we could, if he could keep us from witnessing to one person, that would receive the Lord by our testimony, then he's going to do it.
Yeah.
Because he don't want to lose that one person. Because once he lost that person, once you receive the Lord, I'm talking truly, receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, once that's done, it's sealed.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
All the devil can do with you then is try to keep you from telling others. Mm-hmm. And you know what? He's done a pretty good job at that, hasn't he?
Yeah.
He's done a pretty good job at convincing us and keeping us from telling people about Jesus. Mm-hmm. These people need us to warn them. Now, are they going to tell us to go away? Are they going to tell us to shut up? Are they going to tell us to leave them alone? Probably. But once that seed has been planted, it's planted.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's there.
Yep.
All it needs then is someone to come along and water them, mm-hmm. give them sunshine,
mm-hmm.
pray over them, bless it.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Folks, I don't know how many people in my lifetime has got saved because of something I might have said. There's people that I may not never meet on this side of glory that I have one witness to or said something to, whether they even realize I've done it or not. Mm-hmm. It might have made a difference. Warning. Warning. Danger. Danger.
Yep.
That's what they need to hear.
Yeah.
There's danger.
Amen.
Have we got it in our heart to say danger, danger?
Amen.
I think that's just as, I mean, to me, the warning of the devil is as much spread in the gospel of Jesus Christ as it is mentioned in his name. People are not hearing the warnings. Mm-hmm. Rather, they're not being told or they just ain't hearing.
Yep.
It saddens my heart to know that there's people who died today that went to hell because the devil convinced them of unbelief.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Didn't they get that on their heart tonight?
Thank the Lord for saving me.
Me too.
Amen. Sometimes I think I'm not saved, but I take it back to where I was. I remember that day.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, if not, CJ, you pray for us.
Thank you, Lord, for the message there. I have someone to warn and remember all, you know, maybe for 22 ways, but seriously, I think one of them will know the opportunity to be saved. So we need to be there.
Amen. All right, I'll see you next week.
put back.
Yeah.
I'll put it all back.
Yeah, most of that stuff's been sitting in cabinets.
Okay.
If you know anybody wants to buy it, man.
Yeah.
Hey, that's some of that good old stereo stuff, man.
I got a stereo that's not even hooked up right now.
I'm just kidding. Well, people want that old stuff, though.
Yeah.
Send a message. God bless you. God bless you. The wind's gone, it's blowing.